Some of us remember the photo negatives you used to get when you processed film. But a century ago, the negatives were on glass, and this city wound up with several tons of them, making it quite a treasure trove for historians and others with ties to the area. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Mary Ann Brown has a lot of these around the Leavenworth County Historical Society at the Carroll Mansion.
Glass negative is essentially just a negative on a piece of glass. They had wet plate and dry plate, and the wet plate was a special process that they had to develop on site as they took the photographs.
Those glass negatives were the byproduct of old cameras, often used in the latter half of the 19th century and early 20th. This historical society has a lot of those negatives.
The collection was named the Miss Everhard Collection because she's the one that collected all of these glass negatives. She came to Leavenworth and opened a photographic studio in early 1920.
The studio that she purchased had negatives dating to 1860. Later in life, Miss Everhard bought another studio in town that had negatives dating to 1858. They have 30,000 negatives. A huge amount, and those negatives can tell you a lot about life over a century ago.
A lot of these are like 3x5s, 4x6, but you blow those up and you can even look and see what might have been inside of a store shop window. The detail is incredible.
While our phones today can take amazing pictures, you'll find that the prints made from these century-plus-old negatives can capture more than most photos today.
This is better, much better. We feel like we've got nice digital clarity, but this blows us away for being such an old process.
The collection is a great place for historians and those with ties and interest to Leavenworth to search and see what life and this town looked like a century ago. Traveling the countryside in Leavenworth, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.